Today we're going to discuss a tshuva, a response by the Maharik, a very significant tshuva, as we will soon see. The Maharik was Rav Yosef ben Shlomo Cologne. He was born in about 1420 in France. Eventually he settled in northern Italy, where he held several important rabbinic positions. His responsa enjoyed international fame and circulation. Many of his halachic rulings are cited in the Ramah. One of his students was Rav Ovadia of Bartanura, a famous commentary on the Mishnah. The Maharik dies around 1480. The tshuva is all about the following question. Must a son obey his father's command not to marry a particular woman? It's in the Shut Maharik Siman, Kuf Samech Vav. So, in the tshuva, he writes, "Vasher nistapakta im yesh koach biad av limchos biad beno lisa isha sheyach botzba." That which you had a doubt, if the father has the power to protest against his son to marry a woman that he wants to, lefini is died. He seems to me nearer. Sheim hi isha hahogedeslo, if she is proper to him. It's not so clear what that means exactly. Does it mean certain is that an objective standard? Is it a subjective standard? He doesn't really define, although it seems that if she was someone of an unsavory character, probably this would not apply. But assuming she's a proper woman, ein koch biada av limchos biada bein, the father cannot protest the son's choice of the woman whom he wants to marry. And what's the reason? Now, the Maharik makes a number of points. First point he makes is there's a famous machlokes in the Gemara regarding the mitzvah of kibud av v'em. So if my parent asks me to go to the grocery store to go shopping for him or her, then I have to do that. That's kibud av v'em. I'm providing a service of going shopping for my parents. If my parents tell me that I should use my own credit card, then that's a different story. In other words, do I have to pay for kibud av v'em or not? And the Gemara paskins that it's mishel av, that I have to provide a service, but the money comes out of my father's pocket or my mother's pocket, not my pocket. So the first thing the Maharik writes, he says that if we hold mishel av, that the parent pays, meaning the child doesn't have to spend his money for the mitzvah of kibud av v'em, then kol shekein hacha shu davar hashayach betzara de gufa laniach ha'isher chafetz ba v'yitztarek lakachas isha acheres shelo tishar beidav kol kach. Certainly, if he doesn't have to spend money, then, for kibud av v'em, he doesn't have to do something that's going to cause him pain to leave the woman that he desires and take another woman that he doesn't desire. So that's the first thing he says. Number two, he writes that karva davar beda alios ke mitzvah or ke mitzuva lavor al divrei Torah. It's almost similar in my eyes, says the Arik, that if your parent doesn't want you to marry this young woman, it's like he's commanding you to violate a divar Torah, a matter of the Torah law. Why? Because Chazal say also la'adam sheikai se'isha achirena. Chazal say that you can't marry a woman until you see her. Hare shik pidu shikach isha shayach potzba v'timsechein beinav. That the rabbis were particular that a man should marry a woman that he desires. So it's, if he takes a woman that doesn't desire, it's almost like a violation of Dvar Torah, because the halacha is you should take a wife that you like, so your father is not allowing you to do that. Number three. So this is more like related to the second argument, that Chazal want the husband to love his wife. So how can the father tell his son you can't marry this girl that you want to get married to? Then he makes another argument. He says that also the halacha is that Imaav mitzuva al beno shel yadaber imploni v'lo yimcholo ma sha'asalo adzman katzuv. If a father tells his son, don't speak to this person, don't forgive him, because let's say this person did something bad to the father says to the son, don't speak to this person. If the son wants to speak to this person, he doesn't have to be concerned to his father's command. Why? Because you're not allowed to hate another Jew. In other words, a parent is not allowed to tell a child not to talk to someone. So he wants to say this might be like a nidnu davera. It's like something it's something that's not right, that a father should prevent his son from conversing with another person. These first three or four arguments all make a certain assumption, and that is that there is what's called a mitzvah of kibud av va'em, to listen to your parents whatever they want. But there's an exception because maybe because you don't have to spend money on kibud av va'em, so certainly you don't have to cause pain to yourself, or your parent is telling you to violate the Dvar Torah. But if not for these reasons, a parent could command a child to do that which he wants, or not to do that which he doesn't want. But then the Marik makes a more fundamental argument. And he says, V'odat kalu miflagi im mishal av im mishal ben, ela b'davar sheshayach ha'av begava, parnasa sa'av, shetzorach guf ha'av v'kiyumo. The Marik writes that the whole debate of whether it's mishal av or mishal ben, who pays, and the whole question about the mitzvah of kibud av va'em is only with something that relates directly to the well-being of the father, providing a material benefit to the father. Avol milsa lo shayach begaveh, but something that doesn't relate directly to the father, to his own material benefit. Ki hacha, like this, pshita in koch la'av limchos beben, lo mishum kav, lo mishum mora. It's not telling a child who not to marry. It does not include it in the mitzvah of kibud and mora. The Gemara in Kiddushin, Daf Lamed Aleph and Bey, tells you what's mora and what's kibud, what's mora. You don't stand in the father's place. You don't sit in his place. You don't contradict his words. You don't say, yeah, it seems, when your father's in an argument with someone else, you don't say, well, yeah, it seems that my dad is correct. Like you're some ultimate authority. Mora is not acting in a disrespectful way to your father. What's kibud? Machal mashke, malbishu machasa, machdisu motzi. Kibud involves feeding and giving to drink, clothing, covering up, helping in and out of places. Kibud is providing material benefit to one's parent. Nowhere does the Gemara tell you that you have to listen to your parents when it doesn't relate to his direct benefit. When a parent tells a child, I want you to do this if with your life, or don't do this with your life, don't take this job, don't move here, live here, marry this person, don't marry this person. None of these requests involve a direct benefit to a parent, and therefore, according to the Marik, a parent has no right to tell the child what to do about living his own life. It's not included in kibud or mora. Now, the truth is, this is actually a debatable point. For example, Rav Asher Weiss has a fascinating chiddush. Rav Asher Weiss says there's something called Ratzon HaTorah. What's Ratzon HaTorah? That's where the Torah doesn't explicitly command you to do something, but it's something that reflects the will of Hashem, something that you should do, but it's not explicitly commanded in the Torah. An example of this is Tzar Bali Chayim. Gemara Bava Metzia says that Tzar Bali Chayim is an Isser d'oraisa to cause pain to a living animal. But yet, there's nowhere in the Torah that we're actually commanded not to cause pain to a living animal. But it reflects Ratzon HaTorah, the will of the Torah. So he argues that it's true that maybe technically the mitzvah of kibud av va'em is providing material benefit. The prohibition of mora means do not act in a disrespectful manner. But listening to your parents about important things to them may not be a mitzvah, but it's Ratzon HaTorah. You also might argue that when the Gemara says an example of Mora is Lo Soser Stavarov, don't contradict his words, So does that mean that you, that very, how shall I say, in a very narrow sense, it means that if your father says X, you can't contradict and say Y. Or when your father asks you to do something and you don't follow that, are you being so serious to are you contradicting his words? The Marik doesn't think so, but one could make an argument, and some poskim have made that argument, that you have to listen to your parents based on Mora, and some say it's only if it's reasonable. That seems to be what the Chazon Ish says. But according to the Marik, it's not the case. According to the Marik, a child is not required to listen to his parents about who he is supposed to marry. And the Rama quotes the Marik in Yoridea Simon Reish Mem Sif Chav Hei. He says that Ima Av Mocha Beben Lisa Ezo Isha Shiach Bo Tzpo Aben Ein Tzarech Lishmo Alav. If a father protests that his son should not marry a certain woman, the son doesn't have to listen to the father. He doesn't mention about the Isha Hogedes, that qualification. And why this teshuva is very significant is that it teaches us, number one, the limits and the parameters of this very important mitzvah of Kibud Av V'Em. Kibud Av V'Em is all about Hakaras HaTov to one's parents. It's about respecting authority, perhaps so that we train ourselves to respect authority in general, or maybe helps us connect with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, who is the ultimate authority. But it also tells you the limits, that a parent's job is to provide his son with the tools to succeed, but he has no right to interfere in the wedding decision of the child. There are limits. Parents provide the tools for the child to grow, and the child has to demonstrate respect to the parents and has to provide services to the parents. But the parent cannot run the child's life. It's fascinating. There are later teshuvos which disagree with the Marik. They seem to disagree. For example, the Netziv in Meshiv Davar, Chelek Beis, Simon Nun, says that if it's true that a child doesn't have to listen to his father, if his father says not to marry a certain girl, a certain woman, but that he writes that Eino Ela Ba'Ofen Shein Be'Isha Shechavitz Ba Bizayon V'Tzar La'av. That's only when marrying this young woman will not cause disgrace and pain to the father. Aval B'Yesh Bizayon Aser Lisoeda. But if it will cause the disgrace and pain to the father, then the child's not allowed to marry her. And he argues that, yeah, it's true that in this instance, there is no mitzvah of kibud or mora. There's no, you're not, the mitzvah of kibud does not obligate a child to marry someone. His father doesn't want him to marry. It's also not a violation of mora. But there's something else, that if it's a bizayon to the father, if it's a disgrace to the father, it's a prohibition of arur makla aviv ibo. There's a prohibition of, in a sense, disgracing one's parents, and perhaps by marrying a certain young woman, this may cause a disgrace to one's young parent, to one's parents. Again, does that apply nowadays? Did it apply only years ago, when we were much more concerned about social standing? So the Netziv writes that if it's a disgrace to the parents, the child must listen to the parents. Tzitz Eliezer in Chelek Tazvav, Sibon Lamedala, disagrees with the Netziv. He says even disgracing the parents, or if the parents are embarrassed by the young woman that the boy has chosen to be his soulmate, to marry, that is only, again, an indirect impact on the parent. And therefore, the parent has no say, no purely halachic say in this. The reason why this tshuva, I find, is very significant in the world of halacha, is that it teaches us, or it signifies the parameters of kibud av v'em. It allows the child to select his own wife and to live his own life. And the truth is that this halacha actually strengthens the relationship between parent and child. Because a good relationship is one where the parent takes care of the child and educates the child, trains the child, but also allows for the child's independence. So the limits of this halacha of kibud av v'aim is crucial to the developing role between the important role and the relationship between the parent and the child.